The Gwaltney Group.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group. RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning and welcome to Saturday. Andy Brownell with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing just dandy. Thank you.
Okie dokie. We're here to talk about the real estate market here in southeastern Minnesota, or things pertaining to real estate. And you tell me that there's a market report we haven't gone over yet.
Yeah, it's not like brand new. It's a couple weeks old, mid-July report. But, you know, I mean, it's still pretty pertinent, I'm sure. So let's take a look at it, okay? Currently, there are 191 sales pending in the market overall, leaving 292 listings still for sale. So this results in a 39.5% pending ratio. So you know what that means. That pending ratio indicates the supply and demand of the market. So specifically, a high ratio means that listings are in demand and going quickly to contract. And alternatively, the low ratio means that there's not enough qualified buyers for the existing supply. Well, it's dropped below 50. It's been hovering kind of around the 50%.
Right.
And I think the only reason, I don't think it's that we don't have qualified buyers. I think we have a lot of people in that wait mode because they think the rates are going to drop, right? So they're kind of waiting and waiting. And I was watching this week earlier, Brian Buffini's bold prediction. You've heard me talk about that before on this show. He's a guru. He's a very esteemed real estate coach, but an expert in the field for sure, and was a successful real estate agent for many, many years before he went off to his coaching career. Anyway, he said that this fall is going to get busy. This fall is going to be like a spring market, and I have been kind of feeling that and predicting that all year. But I will say, he also said that on average, realtors' business have been down 25%, and our team has been up 35% year over year. So we are definitely feeling that. We've been super busy, which is fabulous. And again, I think that with things not being, you know, when there's complications in the market, you know, whether it be low inventory or high interest rates or changes in the NAR rules or whatever it is, I think people do more research and they spend more time selecting a realtor instead of just jumping online and going through Zillow or, you know, asking their neighbor who they used. I mean, unless their neighbor's a, you know, close friend that they actually trust. But, you know, it used to be kind of, oh, our kids play volleyball together, I'll use her. Or I sit next to them in church, I'll use them. But now I think people do their research and they're saying, who are the movers and the shakers? Who are getting the deals done? Because that's who we want to line ourselves up with. And so therefore, we've stayed really busy. Thank you. Thank you, everyone who's listening and everyone who's been calling us, because we appreciate it.
And I agree with the assessment of people waiting on the sidelines with the anticipation of the lower interest rates, which seem on the horizon. But isn't that, we've talked about this before, and it's a little bit risky because it's going to drive up prices even more.
Because the prices are going up. So I'll get to that because I do have, I actually do have an article that is talking about, you know, at what point will the buyers bite and what's going to happen when that happens. But let me stay on task because, okay, you know me, it goes everywhere. It's like squirrel. So back to this market report. All right. So taking a closer look, I noticed that the 200 to 300 price range has the relatively large number of the contracts pending. No surprise. And the 300 to 400,000 price range has the most inventory with 57 listings available. The median list price for all the properties in this market is $459,900. And I believe that this week the average median sale price nationwide was $426,000. So what we have on the market is just a little higher than even the nationwide median, but not far off. A total of 876 contracts have closed in the last 6 months, with a median sale price of $321,500. So that just means the high priced ones are still sitting, which is why, why the median of all everything on the market is higher and the more affordable ones are the ones selling. So breaking it down, I can tell you that the 200 to 300 price range contains the highest numbers of sold listings. I think I said that already. Sorry. Alternatively, a total of 110 listings have failed to sell, and those are priced higher.
All that makes sense.
Uh-huh. The 300 to 400 price range has the highest number of off-market listings at 32 properties. So sometimes, you know how that goes. People list a house and then find a buyer before it even hits the market. And I will tell you that happens a lot here at the Gwaltney Group, because we'll go to a listing appointment, we've got something that's awesome, and we've got buyers that we know are going to be a perfect match for that. Sure. And so because they are under contract with us and we are working for them and they're our clients, we can call them and give them that upper hand. So it works out well for our sellers.
Especially in that price range, I imagine that
correct
is more common than otherwise.
Uh-huh. Well, I actually did an off-market one earlier this summer for just under $2 million. So they weren't going to put it on the market until fall, but they had me come over and look at it. And I thought, oh my gosh, I have a buyer that this would be perfect for. Would you let me show that buyer ahead of time? And they said, well, if they don't mind that we're not ready for showings. And I said, yeah, they won't mind at all. So showed it. They loved it, made an offer. It was accepted, and it'll close a little bit later this fall. So yeah, it happens in all price ranges, believe it or not. It's called matchmaking. I love it. Love it. So the analysis of sold properties for the last 6 months reveals that the median sold price of $321,500 and the average of 12 days on the market. So, you know, that number of 39% pending ratio sounds a little gloom and doom, like, oh gosh, things are shifting. It's not as great now, you know, for the sellers, but come on, 12 days average days on the market.
It's
a very, very good market. So some of these numbers are skewed when they talk about, I think I read 5% fewer closings this June than last June, but that's because we had 5% fewer houses to sell, you know, so it's all relative. The median,
I imagine all these numbers are being skewed because of this inventory issue.
Exactly. And the median list to sales ratio for our area is 99%. So that tells you what the market's looking like for sellers. Not so bad, right?
No.
99% of what you're asking for, pretty darn good on average. So ratios are simple ways to express the difference between two values, such as the list price and the sold price. We typically use the list to sale ratio to determine the percentage of final list price that the buyer ultimately paid. So maybe it was listed higher and then there was a price reduction. And so when I say 99%, it's 99% of that final price and not the original one. So it doesn't mean that nobody's putting their houses on the market overpriced, because they are, but then the market's quickly showing them that they're overpriced and they're adjusting, coming down.
So there's still people out there who are holding on to that. Three years ago, my house would have gone for this much.
My brother sold his house a couple of years ago and he got X. As a matter of fact, there's an example, and I don't want to give too much detail because I don't want to call out the listing, but there's one particular agent who had a very beautiful two-story listing in Southwest Rochester. And I had an offer the first day, but I was in multiple offers and it was in the sevens. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't cheap, right? And then fast forward a few months, he had another one and thought he could get even more money because that one went so quickly. Well, then guess what? It's now been sitting with a price reduction. So, greed never gets us anywhere, right? So but you can't blame a guy for trying. I mean, if they know that somebody else is sold, they're going to try the same. But that is, again, where we come into play, because there is nothing more important than pricing the property correctly. Because everybody says, well, could we just, you know, okay, hey guys, I think your house is worth $650. Great. Can we just start at $700? Why would we do that? If we do that, chances are we're not going to get it sold. And now we're going to be 30, 45 days on the market. And I'm going to have that hard conversation. We've had no showings because we're overpriced. Now we have to reduce the price. Now we might reduce it to where we should have started. And then, unfortunately, people think, oh, they're desperate. They're starting to lower their price, or they've been sitting there a long time. Well, it's priced right, but nobody's bought it. Now let's go in even lower, right? So pricing it right is super, super important. Probably never been more important to price it right. So
And the psychology of the market is so fascinating to me.
Yes.
That's such a big piece of it.
So the absorption rate right now is indicating that we have about 2 months worth of inventory. And that's based on the last 6 months worth of sales. So in other words, if we did not list another house in the next 2 months, everybody's out of luck because there would be absolutely nothing left to sell.
All right.
Yeah, not a lot. Oh,
we need to take a break already, Robin. We'll take care of that business and return in just a moment with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.com. To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back, Andy Brownell and Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. And we were talking about the local real estate market report. Was there anything else in there we needed to cover, Robin? Or
No, I think I kind of went over it pretty much. Bottom line is, there are houses to buy, not a huge amount, but at least when you want to go out house hunting, you don't have to make a decision as soon as you walk over the threshold. And you also don't have to get crazy and say no inspection and, you know, 30,000 over ask and, you know, all those things that we had experienced when the market was so crazy. So it's a very sane market. Houses are still selling quickly when they're priced right. People are getting good houses for the price they're paying. I mean, what do I always say? When you can create a win-win, that's when you have had a successful transaction in real estate. I mean, I think that's true to a lot of things in life, but I always say it's not about which agent could manipulate the other one. It's not about who's, you know, the better game player. This is not a game. These are people's lives we're dealing with. So it's about great communication between two good agents to put together a deal where buyers and sellers both feel great at the end of the day. Neither one feels like they got beat up on, right? I don't think people even feel good if they feel like they took advantage of someone else. Not most people. Not most people would feel good about that.
No. Thankfully, that's the case.
Yeah. Speaking of that, I just want to say, I recently had a seller. I just want to say his name. I'm so proud of him, but I'm not going to. But listed a beautiful house for him that he and his wife had built and lived in for many years. And they had taken immaculate care of it. But you know what? The furnace and the water softener and, you know, the iron filter were all original to the house. The buyers came in, gave us a very good offer and asked that after they did the inspection, they said everything's working properly. But man, we're a little concerned about the age of those things. Would you just have somebody out to check them out, look them over? So my seller did. And first came a plumber and the plumber said, yeah, the water's testing soft. There is a little more water in here than there should be, but we can correct that by adding some more salt or doing this or doing that. And my seller said, well, it seems like we're just putting a Band-Aid on it. He goes, oh, no. He goes, who knows how long it's going to work? He goes, this thing, and I quote, came over on the Mayflower. I'm not exaggerating, but, you know, it was original to the house, 20-some years old. That's when they used to make things to last, correct?
Yeah, I agree.
Anyway, my seller said, no, I would like you to replace it with a new one. And while you're at it, why don't you replace the iron filter? So $4,500 later, just to be nice, my seller replaced both of those things, okay? Then the next week comes the guy to replace the furnace, to inspect the furnace. And he tells my seller, we probably need to order a couple of parts because there's a part going bad in the motor and a part going bad in the exchanger. I don't know. I'm just making up words. But anyway, there were some parts going bad. And he said, you know what? No. He said, this is an expensive home. They gave me a good offer. I would like to replace the furnace.
Oh.
So my seller replaced a furnace, a water softener, and an iron filter when none of that was asked for in the contract. Now that is what I call a good human. And I said, I am so impressed. And he said, you know what, Robin? I believe in treating people the way I would want to be treated. And I said, yeah, and this is the deal. most people aren't going to do that for you. Most people are going to do the bare minimum. So you are definitely above the crowd here. And it makes me so proud to represent you. Because I just love it when people want to do the right thing. It wasn't about, oh, I could profit 10 extra grand if I just fix these things. Nope, it was about, I want to leave my house in immaculate condition for these buyers because I appreciate them and I want them to be as happy here as we were. And I love it when it goes like that.
I've got a big smile on my face right now. That's a great story.
Isn't it awesome?
And I think, you know, part of it is having lived in that home so long, I imagine this gentleman took a lot of pride in that home.
Exactly. And it's really nice. And they're just really good people. And just so you know, those are my kind of clients. I love working with really good people because there's a lot of them out there. And they're my favorite.
Fantastic. Well, just briefly going back to the market reports and things like that, I saw a headline a couple days ago that said, this is nationally, of course.
Yep.
That there'd been a dip in home sales, but the price climb. And exactly. That's nationwide. And that's once again indicative of this inventory shortage, right?
Right. So again, $426,900 was the median sale price for existing homes in June. And that set another record, okay? So the price keeps going up. The median price for existing homes has broken the record 2 months in a row. Housing inventory continues to increase, which does help the supply and demand dynamics a bit to get back towards that balanced market, but not quick enough. Now, the Midwest, us, saw the steepest drop in home sales in June, and I think that's because our inventory hasn't caught up like some of the other areas, all right? So, actually, our sales dropped in June 8% from the previous month, while I think Northeast, let me look through here and see. I think Northeast had the slightest. So the existing home sales fell 5.4% in the Northeast. So, I mean, everywhere they're falling someplace a little more than others, right?
Right, but once again, it's because the homes aren't there to sell.
Yeah, and what's really crazy is our inventory is at the highest level it's been at for 4 years, but we're still that far behind.
Yeah.
I think 4 years ago we were saying, you know, it's going to take 10 years to catch up, right? So moving in the right direction, but unfortunately pretty slowly
right.
In the direction.
Okay. We have to take another break again already. I can't believe it. Zipping by the time on this Saturday morning. We'll be back in just a moment with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, Remax Results. It's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9. Welcome back to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group, Remax Results, and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
It's Saturday morning. We're here with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, Remax Results. And Robin, you had mentioned that the inventory for us is better than it's been in a few years. Does that mean you have some listings to share with us?
So I have 10 listings that have been on the market a month or less. Okay. So those are 10 what I would call hot properties.
Okay.
That I would like to talk about. So first, I have 2519 Superior Lane Northwest. That is those townhomes, you know, right up behind.
Right.
Yep, up on the hill, looking beautiful view of downtown Rochester, or if you're going the other way to the west, a beautiful sunset. That's what this one happens to have. It's $439,900. It's a 3-bed, 4-bath, 3,271 square feet. They've completely remodeled it. They've changed the oak cabinets and the oak woodwork to white. They've changed the flooring. They've changed appliances. Very nice. Very, very nice place. That one is the coming soon status, so I can't even get you in it until a week from now. I think it's actually next week. But that one is very, very nice, so that'll be a good one if you're looking for a townhome. Main floor master, and then the other bedrooms are upstairs, and then there's a completely finished lower-level walkout, so nice big space. Then I have 1410 Dorothy. I'm skipping all over the place, but I'm going newest. Okay, so coming soon to one that's been on the market 3 days. 1410 Dorothea Drive in Zumbrota. Beautiful house. It was built in 2006, but it's also been updated, so it feels very new, all the colors and the decor and everything. And it's a 5-bedroom, 3-bath, 3,819 square foot house, and it's a ranch style, but it does have that bonus room above the garage, so you've got that great big space up there, and then it has the nice finished lower level as well. And that one is 584.9. Over in Wabasha, I have a condo up by the golf course and the ski hill up at the top, 204 Alpine Ridge, number one. That one's $175,000. I did actually receive an offer on that, so that one's probably going to be sold quickly.
I bet you did, yeah.
And then I have one at 625 19th Street Northwest. That one is another condo, 164.9. And that one is a 2-bed, 2-bath with about 1,200 square feet. Beautiful big family home out in Eota at 1046 Bush Court Southwest, listed at 749.9. It has a big yard, just a gorgeous park-like backyard on a real in a really nice area. They have cornfield to the back for neighbors, and then your other neighbors are, you know, set off a little bit. But that one is a 2-story with 4 beds and 4 baths and 4,648 square feet.
Wow.
It's been all redone. It's got a above-ground pool with a big deck built around it. Yeah, beautiful house. Absolutely beautiful. Then we have one out at 11849 County Road 25 in Byron. Now we're up to 14 days on the market, so this one's a couple weeks old. 4799. And it has 3 beds and 2 baths. It's a ranch as well, 1,445 square feet. Then I have Mayowood Lane. Oh, gosh. If you want to live where your kids can walk to school at Bamber Valley, really nice 2-story over there. It is 549.9, and it has 5 beds and 4 baths and 3,700 square feet. Nice yard, really great house. I don't think that was going to last long. I've had a lot of
showings. No, not especially in that location.
A lot of showings over there. 221 11th Avenue Northeast. That's a little house. It is a little busier road, but it's also a really popular neighborhood because you can walk over to the park, you know, to Quarry Hill Park. And it's 250. It's a 4-bed, 2-bath, older house that's really cute. 1,728 square feet. And then down in Kellogg, Minnesota, at 405 South Dodge Street, we've got one that's got 4 bedrooms and 1 bath, 1,828 square feet for $239.9. And then out in Dodge Center, we've got one at 6568 580th Avenue for $359.9. And that one's been on the market 31 days. So that's our listings that are 1 month or newer.
All right.
So those are the, I mean, there's more, but those are the hottest ones right now. So,
okay.
Yeah, love to show you or sell you any of them. But do all I right. have enough time to talk about my client appreciation party
real
quick?
Which is what? Just a little over a week away, right?
Yeah, August 4th. So next Sunday. And it's out at the History Center, and it's going to be so much fun. It just gets better and better every year, but the main draw doesn't change. We give away a grand prize drawing for a dream vacation, including airfare. And to get into that drawing, you must have purchased a house with a Gwaltney Group team member. Now, say it's a team member that used to work somewhere else, and when you bought from them, they worked somewhere else. That's fine. They work with us now. They're part of the Gwaltney Group now.
Nice.
So, so if you have bought or sold with a Gwaltney Group team member, you qualify for the dream vacation drawing. And otherwise, we've got all kinds of games. We've got bingo. We've got three-legged race. We've got egg on a spoon race. We've got a hula hoop contest. We have opportunities for people to win prizes by doing videos talking about what you love about the Gwaltney Group. If you can do the best video, we've got music and fun with our favorite DJ, Chris Williams, who's awesome. And we've got food, of course. And this year we've added a artist who does balloon animals, and we've got face painting, and we have the flat doodle ice cream truck for an extra
treat. It's going to be everything.
It's going to be a party, and that is Sunday, August 4th from 1:30 to 3:30. And of course, that is a free event. That is all on us. That is our customer client appreciation picnic. We invite all of our past clients, our current clients, and even our future clients. So if you think that you're going to be getting into the real estate game, whether it's going to be selling or buying, and you're going to work with somebody on the Gwaltney Group, come on out. Let's start talking. So we hope to have a lot of people there, have lots of fun, lots of prizes, lots of food, lots of everything.
Lots of fun. It's a fantastic event, and I'm looking forward to it. It's always a great time. Robin, you mentioned all the listings and all the other information we talked about today. If somebody is interested, how do they get a hold of you?
Yes, please, please give me a call on my cell phone. I promise you, my golden rule is if I'm not talking to somebody else or I'm not in the middle of a meeting, I will answer my phone when it rings. And if I can't answer it, leave me a message and I will call you back. My cell phone number is 507-259-4926, and I look forward to talking to you.
And I look forward to talking to you again next week. Thanks, Robin.
Sounds great.
All right. Robin Gwaltney with Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.